Well, another big star was dimmed this weekend. Neil Simon died yesterday at 91. He was a screenwriter and the most prolific playwright in American theater for close to 40 years, winning the Pulitzer Prize in 1991 for Lost in Yonkers. He called that his deepest play, but Neil Simon was better known for being funny. John Kalish has this appreciation.
He was born Marvin Neil Simon, and for 40 years from the 1960s through the 1990s, he was the most prolific playwright in American theater. Simon's zany characters and sympathetic treatment of human foibles resonated with theatergoers on Broadway, movie audiences, and TV sitcom viewers. In a 1996 interview with Terry Gross for the NPR program Fresh Air, Simon said there was never any doubt what his vocation would be.
I don't think I would like to have been anything else in life but a writer, but I also don't think I could have been anything else.
Did you ever try?
Well, no, I was too busy writing.
Simon started out writing for radio and joined Woody Allen, Mel Brooks, and Larry Gelbart in the early 1950s on the writing staff of Sid Caesar's TV series Your Show of Shows. Simon's first Broadway hit came in 1961 with Come Blow Your Horn. During the 1966-67 season, he made Broadway history when four of his plays ran concurrently. One of those plays was Barefoot in the Park, whose opening was attended by the legendary musical theater composer Richard Rodgers.
On the opening night of Barefoot in the Park, Richard Rodgers ran up the aisle with a beaming smile. Not easily achieved with Richard Rodgers, looked at Neil and said, "It's simply irresistible." And it was.
Emanuel Eisenberg produced 28 of the more than 30 plays Neil Simon wrote.
Nobody matched Neil Simon for comedy. We took him for granted because he had so many successes.
Though Simon is said to have received more Oscar, Emmy, and Tony nominations than any writer, many critics dismissed him as a mere gag writer. Howard Kissel is drama critic for the New York Daily News.
One of the things that's remarkable about Neil Simon is how extraordinarily prolific he was. During the 70s, he did at least a play and a movie every year. You couldn't say that all of it was really genuinely funny, and a lot of it was really not. But over the years, he did a lot of first-rate comedy.
Including The Odd Couple, which opened on Broadway in 1966. The film version premiered in 1968 with Walter Matthau in the role of Oscar Madison.
Everything you do irritates me. And when you're not here, the things I know you're going to do when you come in irritate me. You leave me little notes on my pillow. Told you 158 times I cannot stand little notes on my pillow. We are all out of cornflakes, F.U. Took me 3 hours to figure out that F.U. was Felix Unger.
The Odd Couple went on to become a successful TV situation comedy and provided a formula for numerous sitcoms to follow. The story originated with Simon's older brother, who shared an apartment with another divorced man. Many of Neil Simon's plays were inspired by family members and his own experience. Five of his plays were about his marriages. An autobiographical trilogy that began in 1983 chronicled his stormy childhood and army stint and his early TV career. In a 1996 visit to the Diane Rehm Show, Simon talked about the process of playwriting.
When I write a line in a play, I literally do not know what the next line is going to be. I don't write to a line. I don't think of a joke and then I'm going to write to it and put it in. The dialogue just flows. And I think all of the good writers of comedy work that way for the most part. It comes from some innate sense that we have.
Simon insisted that he never wrote a play with an eye towards having it later made into a movie, but he had more plays made into films than any American playwright. Among them was Lost in Yonkers, which won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1991. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.